The Lord be with you, dear family. The Lord began.
I love the way you have tuned yourselves into my messages, heart dwellers. I am so pleased with your focus and obedience. Know that in these last few weeks, there will be many, many attempts to throw you off. The enemy is plotting waves of discouragement and distraction. Discouragement comes first, leading you into seeking distractions. Do not fall for his ploys. Rather, stay secure in what I've given you, not only in your prayer times, but the messages also. Keep your focus like the captain of a great ship on the ocean. 1 degree off can result in the wrong destination. All of you are great ships loaded with treasure, spices, gold and silver, perfumes and precious stones from afar. All of you are also targeted by the pirates of wickedness, wanting to steal from you the treasures I've imparted. Therefore, you must stay the course and be vigilant. There will be more attempts to discredit this channel and cause you to abandon the vessels who've served you with all their hearts. Continue to honor, protect, and support them, knowing that they are vulnerable just like the rest of you, and the devils want to despoil them as well. You have been taught well to refuse to get involved in quarrels and useless arguments. Even just one step, one sentence into gossip is dangerous to your souls. Please continue to avoid all forms of gossip and deprecation of my ministers. Not only Claire, Ezekiel, and Carol, but other faithful servants who've been preparing you for this time. The enemy's bottom line is divide and conquer, cause disputes and controversies, provoking others to take sides so that ultimately the nourishment I have given you and continue to give you could be taken away from you. Know that this is in the wind. The enemy is planning assaults against you and other faithful vessels unto honor. Blessed is that servant who hears and obeys. Please, no matter how tempting, do not decry other ministers or people who attack this channel. Rather, pray for them, and I will remove the weapons from their hands and make them no longer effective. Your greatest safety is in holiness and refusing to judge others. Many have many opinions, and unfortunately, much of what is proposed is opinion and not from me. So remember your tools of discernment, and if you are caused to lose your peace, be wary. This is the enemy's number one form of attack. To continue to listen to those who detract from others is truly a leak in your vessel. The graces pour through that leak and are lost because of this serious fault. Judgment is mine, and your safest stance is to avoid these poisons and cleave to what is righteous and good, even showing mercy to your enemies, but not taking in their poison. My brides, you are stunningly beautiful, and the enemy hates the very mention of you. That is why he is waging war on this channel. He cannot stand to see the beauty of brotherly love, patience, and caring for one another. He hates you for it. On other channels, he has succeeded in causing division, strife, calumny, but here he is a miserable failure. That is why you are being targeted. Your vigilance and obedience will keep you in my peace. Things continue to fester and advance behind the scenes like a well-oiled machine. Evil is taking ground quickly around the world. You will see the fall of every great nation as the Trojan horse of migration continues to penetrate the governments of Europe. Do you understand? This is deliberate. This is planned. And this is succeeding. What you are witnessing in the world right now is the destruction of national sovereignty around the world. The leading nations must fall for the one world government to be established. The stage is being set for Antichrist to come forward and rule the entire world, destroying all cultures and governments, so that one law, one faith, and one nation can be inaugurated. It will never succeed, of course, for any length of time, but this is the plan, as well as the destruction of the poor on this planet. Yes, the poor, the lame, the elderly are targeted for destruction. Those who will not support this worldwide regime are also targeted. The individual will be crushed, and those who have been prepared to rule will come into power. I will come and restore national sovereignty, and the faith of the nations will acknowledge me as their savior and ruler. We will enjoy unprecedented peace for as long as the enemy is kept at bay. You will learn the ways of laughter and joy, especially in those places that have been most heavily oppressed and deprived. All will enjoy an equitable standard of living, and justice will reign. Keep your eyes on this goal, my beloved ones, and for you who are reading this after the rapture, keep it in mind. Joy is coming after this long trial. Joy and true prosperity of spirit and life is coming. Do not despair, for at the darkest hour I will come and restore righteousness to this earth. In the meantime, cleave to me. Learn and follow my ways alone. Man's ways are futile and only lead to death. This world is now living the results of man's ways. That is why I entreat you to follow my ways, no matter what the cost. I will amply reward you at the right time. Injustice and corruption will not reign over you forever. I will establish my kingdom, and you will live in peace, in joy and prosperity of soul. So do not give in to depression. Rather, stand your ground, knowing the final outcome. The victory is ours. Seek me until you find me. Rely on my instruction, and it will go well with you. Have no fear of those who can kill the body. Rather, fear the one who can assign you to eternal torment, where the worm never dies, the fire never goes out, and the cries of agony are heard down the corridors of eternity. This place is a last resort for the lawless ones, not for you. It is a place of torment for evil spirits, not my glorious creation, man who is made in our image. So do not allow the enemy to steal from you your citizenship in heaven. Cleave to me, no matter what the cost, and you shall find rest for your souls.